The college football season has begun, and so we call on our scholastic gridiron expert, Yahoo Sports' Dan Wetzel, to be our lead blocker as we rush toward the bowls and the bowls and the more bowls of December and January. Dan, welcome back to Only a Game.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
After a summer in which their former defensive coordinator was found guilty of 45 counts of sexual assault and in which Penn State was ordered to return championship trophies from 6 bowl games, is it a wise move for them to be resuming football?
I'll tell you this much. There was no argument that they shouldn't. In fact, there was great fear in Penn State that they would be shut down for a year. Last year, when the scandal initially broke, they refused to even cancel a single game. So there's certainly an argument to be made that you could shut down football for a year or not play. However, you're so far out of what's a reasonable discussion of what they might actually do that it's just not even meritorious. You know, the kids that are on the team that have scholarships and all of those things had nothing to do with this. So why punish them for Jerry Sandusky and Penn State's mistakes? And then you have the economic impact in a town like State College, which is dramatic for the local businesses.
Joe Posnanski's book about Joe Paterno will start out at number one on the New York Times hardcover nonfiction bestseller list. Have you read the book?
I have.
And what'd you think?
Well, it wasn't really exactly what I was looking for out of a book. I was probably looking for more insight into what was going on in the final days of Paterno. I covered the Sandusky trial and this case extensively, and there wasn't really a lot of new information on that. So it wasn't really much of a book for me.
I see USC at the top of the first AP poll of the season. I guess there's no surprise there. USC is always good, but this season particularly?
Well, they have quarterback Matt Barkley, who could have been probably top 10 pick in the NFL draft. He decided to return to USC for his senior year. He had been banned from postseason competition the last 2 years, was unable to win a Pac-10 title or Pac-12 title or play in any bowl games. So this was his chance to kind of still compete for a championship. His decision to return really put USC over the top. They're dealing with some scholarship limitations, so their depth isn't great, but almost everybody looks and says they have the best quarterback in the country.
Obviously, having the best quarterback is very important, but tell me about some of the other teams that are likely to contend for a number one spot.
Well, the way college football has operated the last decade, but certainly the last 6 years, is whoever wins the Southeastern Conference has won the national championship. So no matter who's number one, you're almost certain to see an SEC team play in the BCS title game. Last year, you had two teams from the same league. So familiar suspects, Alabama, the defending champ, is number two. LSU is number three. South Carolina, Arkansas, Georgia, all teams that have early season claims on making that run. So it's basically, for the rest of the country, at best, it's going to be everybody else against the SEC. Last year, it was just all SEC. So you keep your eyes down on that part of the country.
Dan, it's too early for me to speculate about Heisman contenders, and it'll still be too early in December. But what about you?
No. You know, it's funny. It used to be you could wrap up the Heisman very early. You know, I've always found the Heisman a little ridiculous. When a pitcher wins on opening day and is 1-0, no one says he's the Cy Young favorite. But for a long time, someone would, run for 180 yards on the opening weekend and say, oh, he's got the Heisman wrapped up. So we're a little bit more into sanity here, where you say, let's get through the season. Those Heisman watch lists are a little dated at this point.
Dan, we only have two more seasons left of bowl championship series excitement. How do you plan to mark the last days of that format before the new four-team playoff kicks in?
The powers that be have had a meeting and decided that the BCS is a lousy way to crown a champion, that the opinion polls are corrupt, that the computer formulas are not mathematically sound. The whole thing needs to be ditched, and we're going to do it in 2 years. So we're stuck in this strange vortex of 2 years where nobody is now defending the system that we're using to crown the champion. But we cannot, because they have signed away so many millions of dollars to bowl directors who operate the postseason and have zero affiliation with actual colleges and universities. So It is the business and corruption of college football still holding the postseason that nobody likes hostage for two more years.
Dan Wetzel is a national columnist for Yahoo Sports, and he's our college gridiron guy here on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Phil.
You're listening to Only a Game.